Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Came to Atlanta. Oh, you're lucky for the last year out here. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah. For real. But you're a relationship type of person, though.
I'd rather build with a than be.
Build with a is crazy, man. This girl is hilarious, y'all. Yeah. Build with a so hood.
Look, today we're going to talk about how to date your girl after being together for years.
Yes.
I think this is really important, and I can honestly say I kind of lost focus of this too, just caught up in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be intentional with it.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt the Most Lit.
What's up? It's your girl DJ Excel.
And this is
the No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about
is homo as f.
Gay.
The weather getting nice.
Voila!
Y'all, Britt didn't know about the Lox Wild Out song. If y'all know about this.
Who knows that song?
Y'all, I ain't that old, y'all. If y'all know about Lox Wild Out, or Ride or Die B, write that shit in the
listen
comments.
Listen to the title.
And listen, play that right after this episode. The weather nice, put some chicken on the grill.
Oh, man. Love putting a little chicken on the grill.
Yo, when so I feel good weather, I instantly feel cookout vibes. Yes. Give me a drink. I don't even drink.
Oh, mocktail.
Yes. All right. I'm sorry. We just start wilding out on y'all.
What's up for everybody? Like, subscribe, comment, turn
you got it.
Like, subscribe, comment, turn your post notifications on. We back at it like a crack addict.
What's up, Gabies? We are taking over Miami in May, and we want y'all to party with us.
That's right. Get ready for one of the biggest black prides in the country, Magic City Miami Fest.
Listen, we have an open bar yacht party full of ladies from all over the world.
I'm talking about, this is something you do not want to miss, so book your flight now. Get your tickets now before the prices go up.
So make sure to meet us in Miami, May 15th to the 18th.
Hey, it's the class of 2025, y'all. What a time to be alive. We going to Miami to celebrate Pride, baby.
And don't forget, we got the legendary Wet Her Day party and so much more.
Get your tickets today, MagicCityMiami.net.
Let's go!
Hey!
Voila! Okay. Shout out to everybody tuned into our podcast, Turn Us Up.
Hey.
And shout out to everybody locked in with us on Patreon. We appreciate y'all for subscribing. We're going to keep giving y'all exclusive content.
Yes.
And if you haven't went to our Patreon yet, go now. Support the gang.
Hurry up.
All right? Support us. We need that. And we're going to support y'all by giving y'all great content.
Great. Exclusive. Explicit. But not, well, sometimes explicit, you know? But great content, you feel me? And look, make sure y'all come meet us in Miami, y'all. Look, we got Magic City Miami Fest coming up. May 15th through the 18th is going to be crazy. The biggest black pride in Miami. So make sure y'all come holla at your guala. MagicCityMiami.net for all details.
I think you... Are you on your rapping shit today?
Yeah.
No, but I can't wait for Miami.
Me too. I'm ready for a vacation.
Yo, for real. I think that's why I look forward to it. Because it's like, all right, the weather's finally getting nice. Miami's yes. Lit. And the dope thing is we got all different types of events. We got day parties. We got open bar yacht party.
Yeah.
Beautiful women from all over the country. Not the U.S. Not the United States alone.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers is flying in.
Nah, for real.
Okay, dead passport. Ass.
I wonder how it's going to go with being sober.
Bitch, we party every weekend sober.
I know, but...
Oh,
I
the ain't temptation never been
in. Well, I have been in Miami sober, so let me...
Hold
it's
on,
be regular.
For what?
Well, when we went one time, when you and Girlie was drinking, I was sober.
Okay, that was a business trip.
But y'all was getting lit in front of me, and I really wanted to join.
No, so the temptation... All right, I can say... Being out in Miami definitely going to make you want to drink a little bit.
A little fruity little drink. You know what I'm saying?
But actually, we were at our house and they made us a mocktail.
Mocktail was bussing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and what I think we said this on another episode, like, not everybody can make a mocktail.
That's true. Because wherever we was at the Moxie, I don't know what mocktail that was, or if it was liquor. It tastes like liquor in it. They tried to get me drunk, y'all. I just took one
sip. Almost relapsed.
Right. I was like, what the fuck? Don't give me no sip or nothing.
So that's another thing on this sober journey.
Yeah.
Right? So we're going to, like you said, Miami. We're going to Puerto Rico in August, yeah. Right? Like, a part of me is like, well, I just want to at least have some champagne. But then another part of me is like, damn, is that going to trigger something
Girl,
in me?
That's a gateway for me.
Because it's in me.
Yeah. If I taste any type of anything, girl, I'm reposado by the wild out. I don't need no wine. Somebody tried to get me to drink some wine the other day. They're like, it's just wine. It's my wine. Drink. I'm like, no, I know me. I will be at somebody's day party next, and I'll be at after hours by the end of the night.
Yeah,
no,
so at first I was like, yeah, I'm going to have like champagne on my vacation. Like, I'm not even really tempted by hard liquor. But then another part is like, bruh, because we were just talking to Girlie, and she was saying that she had some champagne, and it set her, because she was doing 75 hard.
Yeah.
So it's not like she ain't want to, like, stop drinking automatically, like, throughout the whole year, but she was like, don't do it, and it kind of made me think, like, damn, bro, let me get a taste of that champagne. One glass.
Don't do it.
Do I like a one glass shorty?
No. No. Because what one glass going to do? That's just a waste of a, voila! You should have never said about that song.
Oh,
bro.
My God.
But I think we'll be all right. You know, I've been on vacation sober before. I went to, where did I go sober? I went somewhere like a decent amount of time.
Yeah,
oh,
you
I went on a cruise.
You went with Brandy. So it's kind of different fish than you and your
Brandy
girl.
Don't really be drinking like
that. Yeah, Tisha don't really drink neither.
Being around alcoholics, But as long as I got me a little edible, a little weed, a little hookah, I'll be fine.
That's the thing. Like, if I got a hookah, I'm good.
Yeah,
and that's
I'll
a,
be good.
That's a whole other thing. That's going to have to stick around a little
okay,
longer.
Okay, that's one thing. I don't know if I can go 75 hard or 10 hard on it. I can go 10 hard.
10 hard is crazy. 10 hard is crazy. That's a week, bitch. That's a week and
a week
Wednesday.
It's okay. Thank you. I need my extra 3 days. Thank you.
I'm weak. Oh, another thing, I think you also said this is what I'm learning, right? Is that we got to, our wives, they follow our lead a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And like the other day, I ordered a mocktail. Mm-hmm. And Tisha ordered one too.
That's
and
so
I
sweet.
Never put no pressure on her. I never even recommended it.
Yeah.
Like, just because, girl, I'm just doing this. And I'm not trying to put the pressure of don't drink around me. Because that's different. Especially like when you try to do a diet and a motherfucker eating wings. And you like dying to eat wings. But the liquor, I'm like, I'm not putting that pressure on her. But she ordered one too. And it just made me realize, like, not saying like all deep, but like, they watch what you do, and you do have influence, and it was just dope. And I think you said Brandy ordered one, too.
Yeah, she be like, yeah, it look good. I want one, too.
And then you realize half the time we want it for, like, the taste of, like, the mix, not actually the liquor. But, the liquor. All right, bitch.
Kind of, but a liquor, too.
No, but that's like, why, like, some mocktails actually put, like bubbly water or something
in
to give
like,
it.
I had one with ginger beer the other day. That was good.
And it gives it a little bit of that kick.
Yeah. It's a mental thing.
It sure is.
Yeah.
But y'all, we still going hard. Yeah. We in April now. Like, look at us.
I'm 2 months and 4 days sober as of this date. By the time you see this, I'm probably 3 months. Say nah.
Damn, it come out that.
Voila!
Y'all, I haven't drank since New Year's Eve.
Hey! So you like 4 months sober.
I'm a whole quarter of a year.
Damn.
A quarter of a year.
That's crazy. Keep
Damn
it
man.
Up.
Thank
Go
you,
ahead, champ.
You.
I ain't mad at
but
you.
But I'm going to say this. This is the last thing I'm going to say.
You worry you get drunk?
No. I'm not going to lie. Today made me realize, like, before, even when you was doing 30 days, I would look like, I can't do that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was thinking, like, I just can't do it. Not DJing. I was thinking like, bitch, if I want to be sober, I got to stop DJing type shit. Or I got
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know what it, I don't know. God got his hand over me or something.
Because, okay.
Girl, I don't know how I did it. I'm just thankful. And by the
Shout
way, out. Mentioning that, right?
Yeah.
I realized I had this shirt that says faith over fear. And then you have a just God.
Now we walking testimonies.
It's giving Christian Mingle today.
Wild out.
You can't say
fucking wild. All right, my bad. You said fucking?
Damn, Lord, you know our heart. You know our heart.
Oh, we out here changing our life. One day at a time.
Okay, one day at a time, all right?
Brick by brick.
And another thing with Miami, I think we're just fun in general.
Yeah, like, I'm not doubting that. Yeah, plus we be working too, so it's like, I'd probably need to be sober because I don't miss that feeling of waking up like, damn, I drank too much. Like, I don't miss that.
At all.
I don't miss that. And I used to always have that because I always do the most. Like, you don't ever feel it when you in the moment, but like that next day be shitty.
I be saying, yo ass still be up earlier.
Yeah, I definitely be up, but I be feeling that. Yeah, but I smoke. I think the weed kind of sometimes balances out like a hangover. I don't know, it's weird. Y'all let me know if y'all think that's true. But like, if I'm hungover, smoke, eat, I be good.
Oh, see, nah.
Yeah, maybe it's the weed.
Yeah.
Voila! Send me some weed. Say, nah, I'm playing. Give me a.
I hate her. Well, look.
I miss you, hoes. I miss you.
What? Y'all, the weather's starting to get nice. You can tell we don't know how to act. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, oh, God.
All right.
If you ain't noticed, you're with us today.
Okay,
let's get into it.
Let's get into Skittles and Riddles. And if one more person say that's an egg in that damn bag.
See, they got to open their imagination. This is clearly a Skittle. We're just missing an S on it, okay?
I'm weak.
All right, let's get into it, Gabies. Make sure y'all get y'all shot glasses ready because y'all know you're about to get this wrong. And that means it's going to be shot o'clock. All right, this says, why do exes always know your new partner's name?
Bitch, because they on my Instagram. They on my Facebook. They on my Facebook Marketplace. They on their Finsta account.
Oh, he.
Damn.
Why do exes always know your partner's name? I got a funny story to go along with this, but is something gay? Diane picked this one. She over there laughing.
She laugh at everything, so I don't
know.
She is
so giggly. Why do exes always know your partner's name? Because it's the same name? I don't know. My exes.
So Britt just was like, I'm going to date all brandies. I'm never going
to
get them
confused. Hey, don't say that because motherfucker was trying to act like that was a flex. Like, she got a new girl. Her got the same name with me. Girl,
it was about the same too.
Yeah. Voila. Got a good brandy from bad brandy. Good brandy.
Okay, Britt.
Burn.
I hate you.
I don't got nothing for this because, like, when I'm thinking some gay shit, I'm like,
well, I'm just saying because the real deal is they want me back and they're watching everything I do.
Type shit.
Bitch.
Right.
I don't even remember you.
That bitch was hard as fuck. All right, let's see what the answer is. Okay. Daya, this is a good one. Look, Daya over there. She cat. All right, so it's number one. Let me see. This better be good, Daya. Oh, literally, they're stalking your socials. That ain't no fucking good one. No, it's not. How is
it's
it
a riddle?
This ain't gay.
It ain't gay, but y'all know how it is.
They definitely
and if you had a fake account to look at your ex, put one in the chat. Put one in the comment. I'm not gonna lie. I always been the type that I try to control myself by not hurting my feelings and not looking at them.
Bitch, I'm looking from my page unless I'm blocked.
No.
And if I'm blocked, I ain't looking.
The crazy thing is, before I moved to Atlanta, the girl I was with her for 5 years. I asked her if she was cheating on me. She admitted it. I got out that same day or whatever. And then somebody said she posted her baby dad on her Instagram. I didn't even ask. The crazy thing is, once she said she was cheating on me, mm-hmm. I kind of knew who it was, but I didn't even ask. Yeah. All I needed to know is that you was cheating, bitch. Right? So, I'm going to bitch y'all out today, all right? Because
I thought it was God in my
God
face.
Know my heart. Man, I ain't mad at that. He knows she was a bitch. But like, when they told me, first of all, my sisters knew, but they ain't come to me with that. Somebody else came to me like, damn, she posted her baby dad. And my sister Evie like, bitch, why would you even tell her that?
Yeah, because you know that's going to hurt somebody's feelings.
But I ain't even go to the page.
I wouldn't have went either.
I'm a cancer. See, this is the thing with cancers. Y'all need to learn how to control your sensitivity by not letting it in your life.
Correct.
Hello?
Because y'all be... All
right.
Win. Bitch, I'm a cancer. Get the thing shown.
But why you was looking at your girl's...
I wasn't looking... Oh, because I just heard she was talking shit about me. I just be trying to see what's tea. Like, what's up, bitch? I'm here. My page. Yes, I'm in your fucking story. Yes, that's
and
me.
And you know they looking to see if
yes,
you
me, ho. Ain't no shame in my game, bitch. I'm a stalker. I used to stalk. I don't give a fuck.
You used to stalk?
What that song say? Give me your number and I'll call. I'ma stalk you. That's my part that I say.
Girl, I never even realized he said that.
Yeah, give me your number and I'll call. You was he all don't say happy. Stalk. I say that part.
Oh, okay. You all happy? Stalking.
Let me get into my story real quick about the ex name. All right. So, shout out to Ashley, Miss Pat's daughter.
Yes.
She invited us to a screening. Is it like screening or filming of Miss Pat's show?
It's a live filming.
A live filming because they have a live audience or whatever. So, boom, I go there. And I run into one of my ex's friends, right? Okay. I haven't seen her in years. Like, I don't even know if they're friends or anything anymore. But I'm like, yeah, that's my fiance, Brandy. She like, Brandy? And like, you know, Brandy don't.
Brandy probably like, what she do?
Exactly.
What she say that for?
She do not know how to like how her emotion, like she just going whatever her, if, like however she feels, she gonna give it to you right then and there. It's so hilarious. Immediately, Brandy was like, "I was like, baby, she not saying it like that." But I just thought that was so funny because like I haven't seen her in long as fuck. So imagine just seeing me after years. I'm like, "Yeah, it's my fiance, Brandy." She like, "Brandy," like as in, I was like, "Damn, babe, don't do
it's
nothing."
Awkward,
nah, that is awkward.
And Brandy definitely don't know how to hide her.
She
expressions.
Does not.
It's so hilarious.
But, hey. Somebody gotta do it.
Okay.
Somebody gotta do it. Get into
wow,
it.
Let's get into this because you know you are engaged. You and your bae are coming up on.
Our anniversary coming up. Gonna be 3 years in May. Send us gifts.
How you feel about 3 years?
This is gonna be my longest relationship since I was 19. My longest relationship was 5 years.
Alright, but with y'all broke, with y'all back.
Oh, we had some, yeah.
See, I don't
what, that don't count?
No!
Yes, it do count!
How y'all been together 5 years, but y'all had a 6-month relationship in between?
It's possible!
No, y'all gotta stop doing that, first of all.
I don't think I had a girlfriend, like, on purpose. Like, you know how you have an accidental girlfriend? You never had that. Do y'all know how you have an accidental girlfriend? It's like, damn. I said that when I was, like, drunk or something. I didn't really mean it.
Red fucking flag, yeah. Brittany. Red
so,
flag.
3 years coming up. Shout out to
that's
my
what's
baby.
Up. That's what's up. Shout
I
out to y'all. I hate you. And me and my wife just celebrated 8 years of being together.
Yes, 8?
Yes.
That's crazy,
it's
bro. 8 years?
It's insane.
You are a lover boy. You don't play Excel. You want to be locked down.
I mean, I just been locked down by one person for these last.
Well, I'm
eight
saying
years.
Like you said, you had 5-year relationship. You had
yeah.
8-year
so
relationship.
So
like,
high school. I was in a 4-year relationship all
crazy.
During high school.
That's fucking
then when
stupid.
I went to college,
let's
I was.
Go.
All right, bitch. Just because you ain't have no
who
stop.
Had a relationship from freshman to senior year.
I'm
come
a good
on,
girlfriend.
Al. Oh.
And then. And then in college, I had a 3-year relationship, my sophomore to senior year. And then I had a year off. And then I was in a 5-year relationship.
Not a 5-year.
Came to Atlanta. Oh, them bitches. You're lucky for last a year out here. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
For
but
real.
You're a relationship type of person, though.
I'd rather build with a bitch than
yeah.
me.
Build with a bitch is crazy, man. This girl is hilarious, y'all.
Yeah.
Build with a bitch, she's so hood.
Look. God got me, though. God know my heart.
I'd rather build with a bitch. I feel
no,
you.
No, for real, like, I don't know,
not
y'all.
Feel you. It's just easier that way. Like, I don't miss, like, calling girls and are you available?
Wondering,
are you available?
Wondering how they feel, trying to read between
yeah.
the lines.
I don't miss it.
Seeing they text and wanting to text them back so fast, but
yeah.
you don't want to see. Girl, I'll text my wife before
that.
She finish her text.
Correct.
How you know I was going to say that?
Exactly.
Yeah, because I know you was thinking about me.
Exactly.
For real, like, that game shit, like,
yeah.
people be hyping up the single life, but, like, when I was, bitches was weird.
Yeah.
When I'm sorry, y'all gotta stop the bitches.
That's
people
her favorite
was
word.
Weird.
No, they were weird. My favorite part about being single was when I got to just focus on myself because
yeah.
I had so many toxic women that I did need that break to just focus on myself because I was just toxic. And I was toxic too. Like, it wasn't just the girls I was dating. It was
oh, we
me
know.
As well, so.
We know. No, I would say that's the one thing, like, and I'm very happy in my relationship. Period. And my wife actually gives me my space. Yeah. But I would say, like, if I was single or anybody is single, like, stop worrying about other bitches real quick and just focus on yourself. Yo, you can get your money together. You can get your health together.
For real.
Like, you could be chilling, stacking. It's hard to stack when you're in a relationship.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard to eat what you want to eat. Like, go to the gym or do whatever you want. Do whatever time you want to do it. Like, don't take that for granted. Like, focus on yourself, because then sometimes people get in relationships and be like, I need time to focus on myself.
Right.
Bitch,
right.
You were single for 2 years before you met me.
Exactly. What you mean? That's too late.
Y'all be fake snapping. I ain't really mad. All right. But today, I thought it was important to say how long you've been with your girl and me and mine. Because today, we're going to talk about how to date your girl after being together for years.
Yes.
I think this is really important. And I can honestly say I kind of lost focus of this too. Just caught up in life.
What's up, Gabies? Look, have y'all stopped and looked at our Patreon yet?
Listen, we offer so much more content, ad-free content, the full episodes, behind the scenes, an exclusive playlist, chat rooms, and so much more.
Yeah, it goes down over there, and we are so much more personable over there. We chat with y'all, we do live sessions with y'all, so stop what you're doing right now before the episode and go sign up for our Patreon right now.
Patreon.com/NoHomoShow. Let's go!
Hold on, shit.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
You gotta be intentional with it.
Are you looking at yourself?
Yeah.
First of all, let me fucking say this, y'all. Because this bitch is pissing me off. I don't know what it is, if she's getting her ass ate or what, but she's starting to get too feminine for me, y'all.
What did I do?
Let me tell y'all. First of all, in the middle of our show, you pick up your phone and fix your hair? You got locked.
I don't make sure I look okay.
But look, right before we start, she said, give me my purse. The girl really has a purse, not a man bag, y'all, a purse.
Yeah.
She's looking in the purse, talking about, where's my lipstick? So I'm looking at her purse.
It was chapstick, though. It was chapstick.
So I'm looking at her purse. Y'all, I see a Bath and Body's gift card in there.
Shout out to Lala. Lala got me that at my birthday.
Girl.
I got to put it in there so I remember when I go to the mall, I need to go get me some candles and some lotion.
It's just like, you're freaking
I'm
me out.
I'm in my soft girl era, and I'm a rocker thing. Shout out to Brielle.
Shout out to Brielle. That song is on the No Homo Show playlist on our Patreon. But anyway, yeah, you're killing me. Is there anything else?
Nope.
Okay, all right. So, I would say just like, quickly say like, you know, me and my wife said that we were doing counseling and stuff.
Yes.
And what I realized about myself is, like, first of all, I like to do fun shit. Like, I'm like, I love to be outside too and do activities, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a date. You know, even if my girl is with me, yeah, we're spending time together, but I'm not making it all about you and you all about me. Like, we might be out with my folks. Shit, it might be low key half business, half fun. You
more
know,
than
yeah, for real. So, I realized, like, I just be so focused that if I don't intentionally set a date, it's not going to happen. Or something will come up and I'll make that a date.
Yeah.
You know, like we get free tickets somewhere. I'm like, hey, let's go. That's our date. Where it's like, no, I need to be more intentional. So what we started to do is like at least every other week plan a date.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or at least schedule that time off and figure out what the hell we're going to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's my start. I know you and Brandy go, y'all do dates
we
on
do
the regular.
Same. Yeah, definitely put that thing on the calendar because the calendar definitely be filled up. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, y'all. I don't want y'all to feel like, oh, I got to make an appointment to go on a date with my girlfriend. Like, I mean, I mean, even if you got to make an appointment for some sex, like, what's up? Like, we grown as hell, and like, I gotta do that with my friends too. Like, I would literally be like, hey, what you doing on May? I tried to do that with Excel one time. She didn't like that.
Because it was you talked to me every day.
But
it wasn't, you was coming
personal.
To my house.
It was personal.
A so month like, and a half
but it was valid though, and we really needed to put it on the calendar because we be busy.
No, we are super busy. And it is insane.
Like, I got friend dates pending for June.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, it be, like, time be, I don't know, bro. Time just be flying.
But I do think you made a good point that, like, as an adult, like, let's get out that mindset of I got to make a date. I got to schedule an appointment with you. And it's
not,
like,
it's not that.
No, it's just, if you don't, in my calendar, that day is open.
Yeah.
So now if somebody says, hey, can we meet?
Yes, I can. There ain't nothing on my calendar.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Facts.
Where I want you to feel just as important as my job. So I'm going to write it in.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to have it lingering around.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying?
110%.
Where, like, I definitely heard that before, like the penciling and all that stuff, where it's like, yeah. And once it's scheduled in, nobody can come between that. And it's good. Yeah.
So I think that comes with maturity too. Like, once you get to a understanding of looking at the bigger picture, not looking at it like, oh, I gotta make an appointment. Like, you will appreciate a motherfucker putting you or vice versa on a calendar.
Yeah, that's a fact. Cause I'll say, like, my wife used to be like, you don't got no time for me. And it really just, it's that communication. We're just not making intentional time.
Yes.
So I think that's a great, great point.
Yeah.
So why do you think couples stop dating over time? You know, that first year. Oh.
Ooh, the honeymoon stage.
Oh, we're lit.
Yeah. I think for me in the past, it's just like becoming comfortable.
Yeah.
Like just feeling kind of like taking your partner for granted a little bit. Like just feeling like, oh, you ain't gonna go nowhere. We locked in. Like, you know what's up. Like, you know I love you. But it's like, you still need to reassure your partner that you love them and that you want to spend time with them. But I think people just get to a point of, like, being too comfortable. And then life just be life, and bro. Like, we were just talking about, like, time. It's easy just to get into, like, the matrix, the rat race. Like, go to work, go home, eat, to sleep, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you really have to be like, hold on.
Especially,
did I do something for myself this week? Or was I just working at my fucking job this week?
Yo, even out, and that was an argument, like, before me and my girl. Like I said, now we're way better, but, like, we're speaking back, like, my argument was like, yo, all my free time is with you. I don't even have time for myself.
Yeah.
But then that's a problem too, because now I'm not to the extent where I was like resentful or nothing, but it was like, damn, you're complaining about the time I'm giving you, and literally I'm putting myself last. Yeah. But it is important to put ourselves first and prioritize the person we're with. But I do think life, and especially if people got kids or something.
Ooh.
Like, we don't even have kids. That's why I be thinking, like, oh, my God. You know, but
I can only imagine how it's going
to
be.
But another thing to think about is, as far as you were saying, like, being comfortable. Like, not to say, not to, like, make it sound even better. But, like, the crazy thing, when you're married, you really feel like you won the prize. Like,
right. Like, so you locked in.
Yeah.
Like,
so married. I ain't got to do nothing else for you. Kind of. Yeah. Unintentionally have the thing is like, girl, we're going to be together forever.
Right. We got plenty of time to go on a date. We
like,
got
let me grind this shit out. We're locked. Like, we're super locked in.
That's,
and it's
so
a weird, it's a weird concept. But like I said before on the show, like, my girl did tell me, not that it was like really bad problems, but she was just like, if I'm not happy, I'm not staying in no relationship. Because I think, like, especially with her Jamaican culture, like, her mom or just women, older women, did stay in relationships that they weren't happy in. You know what I'm saying? So she just was like, listen, you going to make me feel seen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, she, that girl put her foot down. Okay.
You feel me? Standing on big
business. Okay. All right. Not too much. But
ass, nigga. Take me on a date, bitch.
Yeah. All right. See, why you going to say bitch? I'll let that word
my
go.
Bad.
Like, 5 minutes ago. But that is a thing, like, to even think, like, you can't think like that.
Yeah, and you can't. I used to think like that, too. Like, we're going to be together forever.
Yeah.
We got forever dates to go. No, don't do that, y'all.
Nah, facts.
Don't do that.
And I want to say another thing. This is real as it get. It's, especially in Atlanta, it's expensive to date.
It sure in the hell is. All right, appreciate you. Thanks a lot. I'll follow up with you.
Yo, it's expensive today. I was just telling her because, you know, we assume that, like, when you stop drinking, your tab is going to be less. You know, I think if me and you, because you know how we do business trips and we go out, I think our tab will definitely be less.
For sure, because we used to act up.
We'll spend $100 just on drinks, right? But, like, the crazy thing is, if you got a hookah, some wings and fries, and a soda, that shit might be over $100.
That's crazy.
Plus, they put that auto gratuity on
there.
They
sure do. Welcome to Atlanta. I be telling people, bro, it costs about $200 to step outside.
Yo, and it could be
every
before
time.
7 p.m.
Literally, bro. I went out like a week ago. I took my friend out, and yeah, 200 real quick. All we had was like rice and chicken and a hookah and like two drinks, $200.
Yo, it's real no quick. Joke. And the thing is, I don't know what Atlanta does, right? But they'll get you with a special.
Right.
But you still end up spending.
Bro, like, how do it happen like that every time? Like, we be in Taranga, like, dumb specials, everything. Bill's still, like, $200,
$300. How?
I don't know, bro.
We don't know how to act with a special.
Yeah, at all. Like, oh, it's $5. Give me 20 of them.
So what I can say with me, right, what we started to do, because, like, my girl is a real introvert where she loves being at home. And I'm like, girl, it's hard for me to spend time with you just chilling. It needs to be intentional. It needs to be something different. But what we learned is that it could be something different inside the house if it needs to be. But us just being in bed and me off my phone ain't cutting it for me. Because I'm over here like, girl, I need to edit this.
Make at 1:47, you put the subscribe button.
try to go to the bathroom real quick.
That's so true.
But
bro.
I'm not gonna lie, with the prices out here, even if you got money, it still don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Where it's like, yo, can we order food? Can we make a hookah? And I ain't gonna lie, we did just get a hot tub and shit like that. Hey, so it's like,
I was in that bed.
Brittany
said, nice. Have me a little joint.
Oh, that was them ashes.
Watching the little ashes. I need no ashes. Watching the Super Bowl game. Now you eating them chips again. She's trying to be quiet.
But even if you are that, I think that's a legitimate reason. Like, yo, we don't have enough money, or like it's just expensive. Where it's like, yo, you could do it at the house, but still do something different. Like, hey, we're going to be in the living room, or we're going to sit over here. We're going to
cut your ass out.
My bad.
I want to go to the living room. You control it.
Yo, it's hard to get. I know. Like, just get up out this room.
Hey, no, Brandy made me really appreciate that and start to have that perception. Yeah. Like, yo, we can have fun in the house. And I appreciate the fact that she is like that, because some girls don't want to be in the house.
Yeah.
They want to be at a day party. They want to be outside for whatever reason. But Brandy's like, no, like, we can just stay in the house. We can watch a movie. Like, she loves watching movies.
Oh,
like,
I seen you did a movie theme.
Oh, yeah.
Like, talk about that, because that's a whole date night.
Oh, yeah. So I did a Stranger Things theme night where, like, I bought hella different decor from Stranger Things because she likes that. And then I had like some Stranger Things, like a pizza rolls and the ice cream. Everything was just Stranger Things. That's that crazy. We had onesies on and shit. And we just literally watched TV, and she appreciated it because she liked being in the crib like Tisha. So she like, girl, we ain't got to go nowhere. It ain't got to be nothing special. Like, I really do just want to spend time with you, or like, we'll sit in the house and like paint sometimes. Yeah. Like, I like that she is that kind of person, because this advice probably, unfortunately, won't work for every person that you date, depending on who you are dating, because I have tried to sit in the house with a bitch. Like, hey, on some, like, I ain't got the money. Like, bitch, can we watch Netflix? Like, I want to go. I want to get lamb chop. Bitch, I ain't got lamb chop money today. Now I got to be 100. I got beef noodles for you. That's as close as a lamb chop I got right now. I don't have lamb chop money. I can make these beef noodles for you. I'll give you a massage or something like that, and we call it a day.
Lamb chops is crazy.
Girl,
so
Atlanta is so annoying. Lamb chop Tuesday went, like, you know, every spot, that's the thing about Atlanta, every spot got the same lineup, just different days. $3 lamb chops, $1 wings. And that don't sound bad,
you
though.
You
know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yo, I'm like, hold up.
No, I mean, it works.
Because, bitch, we was just talking yesterday.
Literally.
Like,
when they got them $15 hookahs, I'll
be there. Hello. No, but for real, I think that's a real thing. I think it's just all about being intentional and show. Like, when you got all those decorations, like, a motherfucker, she should have felt better, like, more special than. Sorry,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Brandy. It's all love, girl. But,
She
you
really
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, we, you know.
And you can get this shit off Amazon and return it, y'all. Here's a free game as well. I return. Excel hates this that I do this, but I return everything that I get on
y'all,
Amazon.
She's ghetto as fuck. And I'm not going to lie. My integrity won't let me do it to
I had stickers
you.
On the wall. Take the stickers off. Returned. Return.
Let me tell y'all where I drew the fucking line with this bitch. All right. So, we ordered. First of all, it was a very cheap one at that, right? A red rug, a carpet for... for our event. So everybody is walking on this carpet taking pictures. She wanted to return it after that event.
What we need it for? Dirty. We ain't gonna be able to use it.
It's dirty. It's crazy. That is so ghetto.
I'll get my reparations one way or another. And I know for a fact Amazon ain't checking all that merchandise like that's getting returned.
Well, you ain't
to
about
them
to get my. Yo, I predict this and I hope not. But they gonna start suspending motherfuckers' accounts because y'all returned too damn much.
It'd be too easy. I think they will start. I think, no shade, Brandy did get flagged because she be doing that shit all the time. But she be getting, like, outfits. But I be doing, I'm at that point where I return outfits, too. Like, if it's something like a fancy place and I'm only going to wear it one time, I'm returning it. I saw celebrities say the same thing.
Celebrities do dumb shit every day. What are you saying?
I saw
saying?
Amber Rose said that when she was on Shannon Sharp. He was like, I like the outfit. She's like, yeah, I'm going to return it right after this interview. I only got it for the interview.
That's insane.
So when y'all be seeing celebrities wearing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Chanel and this and that, just know they might be returning that shit. Cause celebrities only wear, they only want to wear it once. They don't want to be
no,
seen
that,
with it.
No, that is a real thing, but I think we should have an alternative. Like, it's probably out there, but like, this sounds ghetto, but like, a rental spot.
Do they got that, y'all? Let me know. Cause sometimes I really don't want to wear shit
because
twice.
Like, let's say you're getting like really dressed for an event. Let's say you want this $500 jacket. Let me get it for $100 and return it.
Because I'm never probably going to wear it again.
And it's probably going to make that person $1,000, if not more, you know?
True.
Like, and and like.
Ain't that called consignment or something?
When no, consignment is you're leaving it there till somebody buys it. Like, the store doesn't buy it from you. Because I used to have mixtapes on consignment all the time.
It's another word. Because Murph do that. Alani Taylor. Like, okay. She be having, like, the nice-ass suits and shit like that. You can rent it and then
well, you know,
it.
Like, with suits, like Men's Warehouse and stuff like that. But for, like, more fashionable things. And I think that's why fashion designers and stylists come in handy because I think when they get stuff, they're not like buying it out, but they're getting it to wear that day. Because there's a lot of stuff that like if you wear, especially like if you're taking pictures and shit, like
you ain't gonna wanna wear that shit.
Yeah. But so I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I'm at the point if I bought it, it's mine. You're going to fucking see it.
Okay.
Because listen, I'm tired of buying stuff. I have three closets. Well, like. Two racks and then my guest closet full of stuff. And I still feel like I don't have nothing.
Me too, bro. I be like, yo, I feel like I've worn everything in here several different times. Like, even when I come on the show, I be like, let me try to find somebody and wear. I don't know if I wore this yet, but shit. It's tough up here. I ain't back in no chairs. Go ahead, girl.
All right. So, let's talk about, you know, we just talked about why couples kind of fall off of, you know, dating each other. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the impact of not dating your significant other, because I think that's very real. Mm-hmm. And one major impact, I think, is, like, intimacy.
Yeah.
Like, you just want somebody just to be walking around the house and just want to fuck you all the time. Like, you not even putting no candles up. You not making it special.
Right.
Like, no, because I think some people, like, at first, I think when you're with somebody, it's your sex drive or just y'all being together, like y'all knew.
Super high, right?
Yeah, like, I'll just turn over and just start wanting to have sex.
All the time.
But I think, I'm not going to lie, like what I realized again, oh my God, look at counseling doing some shit for me. But what I realized again is like the way, I don't know if it's ADHD or whatever, but for me, like if I'm not like, if my time isn't for you right now, like, I'm just on go. Like, my brain's on go. It's not, like, and that's why I think, like, when I get drunk, that probably be when I'll be having sex the most, because...
little rabbit, little jackrabbit.
Because, no, when I'm drunk... That's how you be.
I'm ready to.
No, because when I'm drunk, like after I'm lit, nothing else matters.
True.
Work don't matter right now.
Hell no. What is work?
Okay, but like if
phone don't matter. Her phone used to stay dead. Your phone still be dead.
Oh, that's because I edit on my phone all the damn time. That's y'all. Everything I do on my phone is insane. But so I think just intimacy, because you're not being, it's, you're not like me. If we go on a date or whatever and we go home, I know I'm chilling with you. That's the whole, like, the build up to it.
Yeah.
If now, if not, like, yeah, you can, like, just be horny and just have sex. But, like, that it's probably not going to happen as much.
Yo, it's not.
Hold up. I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all. Listen, we always talking about Starship. And we're going to keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there, like, yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys. All right, you need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay,
you know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code no homo show. 15% off no homo show.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow.
You know what I'm saying? So I think not planning dates or dating your spouse can lead to lack of intimacy.
Yeah, because it's all about the effort for me. You know what I'm saying? And then also, I personally don't like getting into, like, routines.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you can get really bored in a relationship.
Yeah, you got to keep it spicy, like they say. What they be saying? I forgot what they be saying.
You're so ghetto.
You never stop dating or something like that. Is there a riddle for this?
I don't know.
They say don't stop dating. Never stop dating your partner. You know.
Yo, what bitch, you saying? Stupid. But they I thought you never, had something. Like, you don't know if there's landing. A quote,
but it's like, never stop dating your partner. I think
not dating also an impact makes the person feel unappreciated, and that might not really be the reality, but that's just how they feel. Whole time you could be busy. Hey, you ain't mentioned nothing. And some women don't like planning shit either. It could be the stud or the femme. And
that's true.
What I learned is, like, my wife, she's down for shit. She's not really the biggest creative.
Yes.
Me, I'm like, let's do this. And it just comes, it really just comes natural to me where I realize she's very like.
Right. That's how Brandy is too. Sometimes,
but
it depends on if she has the space capacity to.
The space capacity.
Because, like, her job is overwhelming.
Yeah.
So, a lot of times, her brain is just fried by the time she gets home.
Yeah.
My poor baby be so stressed out at her job. So, when she come home, she just want to decompress. That's her favorite word. I just want to decompress. I don't want to think about nothing right now. So, then I got a list of shit. Yeah. Like, ready to think yet?
Yeah. Oh, I know you do.
Yeah.
Your follow-up.
What's up? Just following up. Hey, just flagging this.
Y'all, I want to tell y'all, y'all probably never met somebody like this girl.
Hey, I learned that in network marketing. The power is in the follow-up. I'm trying to tell y'all, salespeople, y'all know what I'm talking about. The power is in the follow-up, y'all.
So you follow up with your girl and everything.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah. So, and that's one thing. So, like, I think the adult in you needs to realize your girl's strengths and weaknesses, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you can't be petty. Like, I mean, there is a certain time where, like, all right, I'm tired. Or somebody could be tired of planning dates or being the only one showing initiative.
Yeah.
But there is also, like, hey, if you're the better planner,
yeah,
then step up. But it is important for your spouse to show you that they're considering it too. Because I ain't gonna lie, my wife surprised me a few times, and I was like,
yeah.
I went out my way to be like, thank you. This means a lot to me. I appreciate this because she need to know. Hey, because if you would just be like, finally in your head.
Right.
But don't tell her that she ain't think it was a big deal. True. No, I'm going to hype it up.
Don't kill the vibe. Show that you're grateful. Show that you appreciate it. Because, Brandy the first girl that ever took me on a date. And I'm not lying, y'all. I don't remember these bitches, first of all. But I definitely know for a fact they wouldn't take me on no date. Brandy, the first girl to take me on a date.
All right.
What you about to say? Some shady shit?
No, I wasn't going to say nothing. You did say an old head used to...
Old head bitch.
I say old head bitch. Never mind. No, shout out to Brandy. I know Brandy. Brandy has... I think about my past. That's why the B word come up so much. I don't even try
bitches.
It. I don't even try it. No,
what advice can we give people, like, if they're not creative? I'll tell you what to do. Go on TikTok.
Y'all, there's two.
Go on Google.
Go on ChatGPT.
Ooh, ChatGPT.
Yo, you can literally, but for real, that's even with one. TikTok, like, y'all, there's no excuse nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally Google, like, how can I plan a date at my house?
Yeah.
For under $50.
I'm about to say, and if it's a budget thing, put how much you're trying to spend. Because I know that probably is, like, people think date equals spend money. And we just kind of touched on that. Whereas, like, it does not, y'all. Just think of something intentional. Whatever your partner likes, and just do it for them.
Even if y'all making a meal together, or if you're just like picking up something, bringing home, and let's say like y'all always in your living room on your couch, like maybe you can make a bed on the floor type thing. Just make it feel different, make it feel intentional.
Yep.
You know, and I'm literally like trying to get better at this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or like if you have a backyard, maybe you could do something back there. Just do something different.
Yes.
Don't. Like, making time and still doing the same shit, like chilling in the room or whatever it is that y'all usually do, it's not the same. It doesn't make your partner feel special.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'll say for the longest, like, me and Tisha wouldn't have an understanding because she'd be like, she don't want to do stuff, like, outside the house. Mm-hmm. And I always thought dates was outside. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we would butt heads, but then we came to the conclusion, like, if it's, I don't even want to mention Amazon with the return queen next to me.
Y'all return it. Get you a projector. Return it the next day.
Hey, little gadgets like that. I mean, not little, but like something that like still works to the same degree. But I'm saying like, yo, you can get a painting kit, anything for like $30, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I do think it's important because it's more than just date night. It makes your partner feel seen. Makes them take like, not letting the relationship get boring, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even just exploring something new together, even if it's something like y'all, let's say both y'all don't draw or nothing, it's just fun. Mm-hmm. And now you're having conversations and stuff. I'll tell you one thing, me and Tisha, I vlogged this a while ago. Mm-hmm. We drew each other.
Oh yeah.
Girl, the way she drew me was crazy and it looked like me. That was the worst part.
It did though.
And I was like, that's how you see. I felt some type of way. I felt like she really drew me how she
ate that shit up. I ain't gonna lie.
And I look high, drunk, long head ass, face ass. All right. But she had to do me. My eyes was droopy. I was like, damn, this how you see me.
Exhausted.
I'm weak. No,
Droopy eyes is crazy.
I just think, y'all, there's no excuse. With the internet, there's really no excuse not to know how to do nothing. It's just, if you just try, y'all. Or if you go on Groupon and say, like, like tickets or something, you'll see stuff around you that you didn't even know. Or whatever city you're on, you go on TikTok and be like...
It'd always be something going on.
There's things in Atlanta that you wouldn't even know. Like, you could go you could get four-wheelers. We went horseback riding, like...
Yeah.
And it was owned by a whole, like, a black family, which was like, shit was dope.
To the Cowboys.
And
it'd be free shit going on too, man. It's just...
I ain't find too much of that. No, but one thing, especially in Atlanta, I could say, yo, there'd be a big-ass festival, and I'll be like, why didn't I hear about this?
I don't never be hearing about the festivals.
10,000 people there.
Bro, I never know about any festival. Like, literally, people will come from out of town telling me about stuff going on in Atlanta. I'd be like, I didn't even know that was going on.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Research. So, I just wanted to talk about some signs that people need. Signs people get when it's like, okay, y'all need a reboot in y'all relationship. Y'all need to catch on. You're going downhill fast.
Yeah.
All right. So like one sign is like, what are y'all talking about? What are y'all conversations revolving around? Right. Mm-hmm. And if it's just like bills, what you did today, y'all not growing, y'all not talking about nothing different, nothing positive outside like stressful shit.
Yeah. No future planning and
boring. It's giving boring.
Yeah, that's a red flag. Get in there. When y'all like irritated by like every single thing the person does, like if they just come in the house and they breathe,
that's crazy.
go back to work, because I haven't been in them situations. Like, bro, I'd rather you be at work. You don't want to go to overtime? That's a bad place to be. When you don't want to be around your partner. Everything they do irritate you. I don't even
know. It got to be a deep, like, I've been in that, and I think we just broke up.
What part was you on? Like, they irritated you, or you irritated, or y'all was irritating each other?
Me irritate somebody? Bitch, you lucky I'm in your presence.
Okay, period.
I am your presence. Hello? Okay?
Clock that.
I hate us, okay? No, but I have it, like, that's bad when it gets there, and it's deeper. Yeah. I never got to solve those issues. Like, we broke up. Yeah. Right? But, like, you realize how bad that is. Like, yeah, what the hell?
That's not a good place to be.
Yeah. So, like, and just like how we were saying, lack of intimacy and stuff, this all has, like, sometimes it's not as deep as we think. Like, it could just be, like, your person doesn't feel special. It's boring. And it's y'all just coasting through life thinking y'all got forever together. Whole time the person's unhappy because y'all think y'all just okay with just how the way things are going, you know what I mean? But you know, like how we were saying, make like what other things we could do, like surprising them with something. Mm-hmm. It could be something very minor, or it could be a date. I know one thing I learned about my wife, she don't, and I think it's a Capricorn thing, they need to know in advance. You know what I'm saying? So even if I'm surprising her, it's never like, get dressed, we're going out in 2 hours. Right. No.
Don't even do that.
No. It's like, bruh, let me tell you what just happened. Because we had an argument about, not a real argument, but Friday, I told her our friend was doing something in a park on Sunday, right? Friday, I said, let's go to the park on Sunday because they're doing something and that's like my only day off. Sunday, she went like dressed up for something, like because she was going to something after or whatever. And then I'm like, she ain't want to get sweaty, but we're at the park, right? And she was like, yeah, but you just sprung all this on me. I told you Friday about the park on Sunday.
Oh, my God, that sound like Brandy.
Oh, my God. I'm like, girl, it wasn't like we was going out of town.
Oh, my goodness, that sound like
I think
Brandy.
That's a Capricorn thing. But
it might be, because no matter what, Brandy gonna find a way to try to justify, like, some shit. Like,
girl, I'm like, so I'm trying to learn, like, she needs to know in advance. So even if it is a surprise, like, I'm like, you got to be ready in 2 weeks at 7 p.m., no, all right? And we got to be out the house. Like, I literally got to say that.
No, Brandy got irritated with me because we went to the Martin Lawrence comedy show.
Yeah.
And
first of all, you had those tickets for like a year.
I did.
Okay.
Shout out to my boy, Marty Mar. And I was like, we was in traffic because, you know, when you get by State Farm, it gets traffic. Yes. So I'm like, let's get out right here and walk the rest of the way. Because, you know, we'll get there quicker. So she like, well, why you didn't tell me to wear gym shoes if we was going to be walking?
Hey, that's a legit
point. But I didn't know that.
She got a point.
So now I know whenever I go in an area where, like, a State Farm, I need to tell her, hey, babe, you might want to wear some gym shoes.
Gym shoes is crazy.
What y'all be calling them? Tennis
sneakers?
Shoes? I'm from Ohio. We say gym shoes.
Gym shoes is crazy.
gym shoes.
But, yeah, just... Y'all do something new together, y'all. Quality time, putting your phone down, not just because you're beside the person.
Yes.
And y'all both on your phones. Like, I literally have to tell myself and even tell her, all right, we're putting our phones down.
No, because with all these apps,
girl,
y'all will be over there scrolling on girls. We over on TikTok. We
been sitting beside each other for 2 hours.
Literally ain't said a word. Don't get too deep into that, because I do be telling Brandon, like, all right, hey, let's go ahead and let's talk. And I think also, too, like, having uncomfortable conversations. Like, I love when, because Brandy don't, like, she, like, when it comes to communication, I will talk about things that are, like, awkward or uncomfortable. Whereas, like, I know that she appreciates it, but she probably wouldn't say it. Mm-hmm. But I know that she's feeling it. Mm-hmm. So I'll bring it to the table, like, all right, I don't know an example, but, like, I'll just bring it up and she'll talk about it. So it's like, you got to be willing to have those conversations too, like to even figure out why we in this place. What can I do to make you happier? Are you happy? You get what I'm saying? Because you don't want to just assume that a person is happy. Like, it is good to do like check-ins with your partner. Yeah. Like, hey, how we doing? Like, what can we do to do better? Should we be doing, you feel me? Like, just have those conversations, I feel like, too, is is real important.
Yo, that's a fact. Because somebody will keep something in the back of their mind for so long. And it's like, but I think that's also feeling safe in your relationship too. That's you know what I mean? Like, if you feel safe in your relationship, then you like,
yeah, that's a good
this is going to be awkward. I don't really want to talk about it. But,
yeah.
And then sometimes it'd be a whole different perspective. Like, y'all just got right. two totally different perspectives on it, bro. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like, I feel like I'm learning so much. And that's, like, not even just with counseling, just with me and my girl, like, mm-hmm. communicating and stuff. It'd be like, bro, I never would have thought that would have been your perspective on it. And just right. people are raised different and everything. So,
that's
like...
so true.
And we were just talking earlier, like, you could say one thing and somebody could take it a whole different way.
Facts.
Do it a whole different, like, I could give you instructions and you read those instructions and do it a whole different way. Yeah. So, like, that's why communication is so important. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta show people grace, y'all, because it ain't, I think, too, I used to be a very strong-minded person, like, whatever I thought had to be the way. So, I think within relationships, too, like, you know, you gotta be, have that grace for your partner and just... appreciate that, like, y'all can agree to disagree, and that's fine. Like, y'all not gonna always be on the same page, and that's not, like, a bad thing. Like,
I think the biggest thing is to not try too hard to...
force your shit on them?
Well, to force your opinion when y'all are in the midst of it. Like, yeah. I don't want to say arguing, but, like, if y'all both tight about...
Tensions is high.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because, no... my goal is to prove I'm fucking right.
Right. Let her smoke but, her blunt first.
Yeah.
Let her cool
yeah.
down.
Now let's talk about it. Why I feel so, like, damn, I didn't realize that. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Or even if we still agree, I mean, disagree, mm-hmm. it's still, like, I don't agree with that, but I do understand where you're coming from.
Type shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, I was just talking to my friend the other day. Is that, like...
You got a friend?
Yeah, I do.
Hold on. Excel got a friend?
Yeah, I do.
No way.
See, it's a friend you know, but now I can't say who it is because...
Who? I'm your only friend, bitch!
I'm out of here, y'all. The girl want me to just cut my wrist all day. Like,
who's your friend?
You know, all right, anyway, so...
This episode is over.
I'm weak.
No more no homo, show. Look, she has other friends. Tell they ass to come sit right here.
They're not gay.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm weak.
You can have the friend.
I'm weak. But anyway, like, he, all right, was having a situation with his girl. And I think the biggest thing is she wasn't willing to even hear his... She was so right in her head, she wasn't even willing to hear why he felt some type of way.
Oh, that's not
you know
a
what
good
I mean?
Place
and,
to be
and that was the thing, like... Whether you're justified or not, mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest problem is she's not even like, I don't really agree with that, but I do understand where you're coming from because
yeah.
where you're coming from, feelings are attached to that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So now you're just telling me you don't give a fuck about my feelings.
Right.
You just totally disagree.
Damn.
And that's the scary part.
Being
if somebody,
dismissive.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. I think that's what be like, this, I don't know. If somebody can't just hear you out.
I used to do that too. It just come with the growth. I used to be like, fuck out of here. I don't want her none of that shit.
Yeah. All
because, right, leave me then. Break up with me. Literally. Bruh. And I know y'all probably can relate to that shit too. You know, you'd be like, I don't want to hear that shit, bro. Go on. All right, that's how you feel. Bet. Cool. Like, no,
yeah.
That's not okay, y'all. Like, but that just come with maturity.
And how can you say growth. Either we talk about this or you could just go? Like, that's crazy. That's a crazy ultimatum. Like,
no, it is real. It makes no sense.
Yeah, because I'd really be like, no, if you don't want to be with me, then what?
Right.
She just said we wasn't going on a date. So everything she's saying is saying that you do want to
no,
be with
for
me.
For real.
But
I didn't been there, y'all.
Girl.
Toxic day.
All right. Also, I want to say, like, surprising your girl for, like, a little thoughtful gift. It don't, I ain't gonna lie, like, a lot of thoughtful gifts ain't even expensive ones. It's just something that, like, damn, I heard you was saying this, and y'all, I said
Brandy
this.
Brandy be doing that to me all the time, boy.
That's dope.
That's why I be like, yeah, that Lamborghini, that Lamborghini
you.
Sure is nice. Pushing my luck. One
I
day
hate
I'm come
you.
Home, it's gonna be a Lambo in the driveway.
Damn, bitch, you went from zero to a million,
oh, yeah,
huh?
Because she's done it so much. I'm like, damn, I didn't know she was gonna buy me that camera. Like, that's... I just, with the camera I got, I'm like, I just told her about it.
Oh, yeah, Britt.
She popped Brandy's, up with the camera.
If Brandy's tuned in, Britt do be saying shit in hopes. She's like, let me just start
no,
talking
I don't,
about
baby.
This. Because
no, I don't, Mookie.
No, I don't. No, but for real, like I said this long, I think our first episode with Tisha and Brandy. Like when I first started talking to Tisha, it was like right near New Year's. And I was like, what's your New Year's resolution? She's like, I want to get closer to God. Mm-hmm. And like the next day I came to her with like a devotional book and she was like, oh my God, you heard what I said? I'm like, yeah, girl, this shit was $10. Yeah. What's up? Bring you closer to the Father. Okay.
Penny drop is crazy.
Yo, I am weak. But I think that's important too, y'all. It's just showing your significant other you care for them, you thinking about them, all right?
Yes.
And then just keep the spark alive, you know what I mean? Flirt with your girl.
Yes, give your girl compliments, you know what I'm saying?
Fill on that booty.
Yes.
Hello?
Where's the affirmation? Oh, learn they love languages. If y'all don't know how to do that, you can go on a Google, you take a survey, and you can learn their love language and vice versa, and you can play on that.
Yeah, that, and I
and
think-
love languages change too. Because mine used to be something different, and then I redid it, and mine was, it turned out to be something
and
else.
And it's not like you're just one of
right.
one. Like you might have one love language that's like your, that's it.
Yeah.
But, like, you might also like a little bit of this or a mm-hmm. little bit of that. So there is, like, a survey where it tells you, yeah, your range. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that is important because, and we, like, I think we said this before. Like, what I learned when I was younger is, like, we tend to love people the way we want to be loved, and that's not necessarily the way they want to be loved.
So true.
And it's like, what? I'm doing everything I wish somebody would do for me. And it's like, the whole time, she don't like her back rub. She wants you to clean them dishes.
That's so true.
I'm preaching, she over there. Mm, no, but for real, like, we think we're a great-ass partner.
Yeah, no.
Like, I do everything I would wish a girl Ooh. Had in me, like, do for me. And it's like, the whole time you're not paying attention, she don't give a fuck about that.
Don't. I've been in that, too. Thought I was doing everything, and I wasn't doing the things that they wanted.
Right.
I was doing a lot, but I wasn't doing what they wanted. Again, communication.
Right. Well, if you don't have nothing else to add, I would like to go into this other segment.
Let's get into it.
We got the dating horror story hotline.
Yes.
If you have a horror story from, like, you know, you went on a date and it was terrible, call us now. Leave a voice message. The number's right here. Call us.
Kyle, let me know.
Leave a message and tell us about it to possibly be featured on the show. Do we have one?
And yeah, we do. We have a lot. We're going to just do one today. It is 100% anonymous. We don't answer the phone call. It is a voicemail, so you can, you know, be long-winded or whatever. And yeah, we probably will play it up here.
Right. Hey, first of all, I just want to say I love the motherfucking No Homo Show. Boss Rich, you didn't tell y'all doing the motherfucking thing. I'm about to tell y'all about the time when I literally was fucking with this crazy-ass young lady, like this crazy-ass girl. It'll be really funny if she hear this, because if she hear this, she don't know I'm talking about her. But long story short, we was talking, we was, you know, trying to date or whatever, and whole time the girl was still stuck on her ex, crazy about her ex, but was still begging me to still be around. And I'm just like, girl, it's literally okay, we could just be friends. The girl that had her mama hit me up, her mama was like, why you don't want to be friends, or why you don't want to, you know, be cool with my daughter? And I'm just like, I'm good, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's the fact that the mama came and, like, backed up the girl, and the mama knows she was dead wrong. The mama was probably crazy as hell, too. So if she hit it, she don't know I'm talking about her. God bless her. Like, God bless y'all. I still love y'all, but y'all was just crazy as fuck trying to beg me to be in that girl's life, and she was still stuck on her ex. She was still talking to her ex, and her ex was still in love with her. And y'all, the whole time, the gag is, her ex had a whole nother man.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like, girl, you drag me along for this bitch that don't even give a fuck about you. And then you have your mama reach out to me about why I don't want to fuck with her daughter. And that's just the motherfucking tip of the iceberg. But just to keep it short and sweet, y'all, do not be begging people to fuck with y'all and getting y'all parents to talk to them. Like, y'all need to figure that out between y'allself. And if somebody don't want to fuck with y'all, let that shit be. Because that was just crazy as hell. Anyways, love y'all. Peace out.
Hey,
first of all, she was animated and everything. I love that.
I love that one.
The crazy thing is,
I love that one.
Having your parent call a girl for you is insane.
Why and do why that is some young shit. I think like back in the day that was like, I don't know, that it's the weirdest thing. I don't even have no words to put together with it, but I know for a fact that I used to use my mama to like speak on my behalf and to prove like, yo, I like you so much. Even my mama know about you. Right. Like I don't talk to my mama about nobody. That's how you know. Mama call her, tell her I like her a lot. My mama would do it every time.
That sound legit, but it's not childish. Cool.
It's childish as fuck. Yeah. But like, why mama's always getting involved?
Cause they think they doing something for you and they hyping it up. And that is true. Like you want the girl to feel like, damn, she told her mom.
Yeah, but like, unless your mama gonna keep it 100, cause the thing with moms is like, y'all gotta start telling y'all kids when they in the wrong. Cause my mama was never telling me when I was in the wrong.
But she back. Made a good point. Usually a person is the way they are because of their upbringing. So yeah. Their moms, their parents are you.
Mama probably throw it out too.
Yeah, she probably is.
Hey, that's a good point.
And that's the thing. You only probably want her because the person you want is occupied.
Yeah.
And now you got to feel occupied too because you can't be by yourself type thing.
And why your mama calling knowing you got a girlfriend?
Who got a girlfriend?
She said the girl already had a girl.
Oh, no. She said the girl that liked her
she was in love. Her ex, you feel
but
me?
Her,
but
her,
I feel like her mama should know, like, she you still did love know. Your ex. Like, why are you even getting in the middle of that when you know your daughter is stuck on her ex?
That's crazy. But shout out to our friend right there because you know what? She said, listen, girl, we could just be friends. I'm right. Cool with that. I'm not tripping.
Oh, I used to... I want to be with you though. I'm gonna leave her. I let me figure it out. Hold on, wait right here. Now
and it's just messy.
It is messy,
y'all. That right there is never gonna be a healthy relationship.
That's so true.
Shout out to you. Get them. So look, if y'all got a dating horror story, call us. Leave a
call
message.
Call me now.
But oh my god, y'all. You can never predict what this girl's doing.
It's dance time.
I hate you. Listen, y'all already know how we do guidance from the gay guys. We done heard a horror story. Hopefully, you know, this guidance don't stress me out.
Right. Let's get into it. Where I put that thing at? Yeah, email us now, y'all.
Also, if you need guidance from the gay guys, email us. If you want our advice on anything, the email is in the description, y'all.
Yeah, or even if it's for your friend, too. Get your friend that help they need, because some of y'all friends.
Got it from the gay guy. Got it from the gay guy.
All right, so this says, how do I find love? Hi, ladies. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you, too. So it's not much of a relationship type of question. It's more, how do I find love since I broke up with my last girlfriend, well, fiance? I haven't been able to find love with either sex. I can't seem to be attracted to anyone longer than 2 days. Sex doesn't feel the same. Am I still in love with my ex? Am I just turned off completely because of the pain I felt before? Am I just looking for excuses to dump them? It's been like 6-7 years and I still can't seem to move on. Why? Those are questions I ask myself all the time. I can't seem to answer them. So I guess what my question is, how do I motivate my heart to want love again?
See, when they said, like, am I still in love with my ex? And, you know, look at
this. Okay, period.
When they said, am I still in love with my ex and stuff, I was going to say time heals, but then they also said...
It's been six, 7 years.
6-7 years.
Woo! How long do you need to...
No, time? Because I would say, like, after a breakup, especially when you're, like, really in love, you do feel like... everybody turns you off or just like, yeah. This ain't it. Nobody this ain't it. That's the dating scene that I was talking about earlier. Like, it's just whack.
Yeah.
You know, but after 6-7 years, I mean, hopefully you focused on yourself. You got yourself, your mental right, your healing right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the 6-7 years throwing me off with how I'm going to answer it because I'm like, whoa, that's a good amount of time.
To not find no one attractive?
6-7 years? Because, yeah, I was going to say, like, focus on yourself,
yeah.
Do your healing, build your self-love. Because once your self-love is off the charts, then everything else will follow. But 6-7 years, baby, I don't know what the disconnect is.
And then I also say, one thing she ain't say, even though she gave us a lot of details, is like, how are you finding people? Like, is this right. online? Because online will throw your ass off every time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, are you actually going out and meeting people?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would suggest that. Hey, we got lesbian parties
okay.
every week.
Pop out.
Damn near. You know what I mean? Come to Atlanta. Meet some new people. Actually have some conversations.
The gay motherfuckers here. I tell you that.
I don't know if it's online, but I can say, like, online, you can see a pretty picture or something, and then they just say something weird. It's like,
yeah.
picture weird. And then you start
meet them in person, and it's just...
And you start losing hope in, like, yeah. the dating scene, where I do suggest, like, just getting out,
yeah,
meeting people. And
it kind of seemed like she was stuck. Like, a little bit, like, why can't I move on?
Yeah, that's
real. Like,
are
you comparing everybody to them? Like, I think if you're doing that, don't do that. You feel me? Let people present as they are and find things that they have within themselves that you can be attracted to. I don't really know. But I hope that maybe 8 years, this time is everything.
Yeah.
Don't give up on love. Yeah. Everybody deserves love, and hope you find love.
Yeah, and in the meantime, focus on yourself and get yourself to the best you can be. Stack that money.
Facts. Because ain't no time frame on healing. I will say that. Ain't no time frame on healing. Just like ain't no time frame on... Because healing is a form of, like, grieving. And there's no time on grieving either. So don't let the 6-7 years even throw you off. Keep doing you.
Listen to us with our sober mind giving some good advice.
With our God hat on.
Okay.
And I want that faith over fear shirt.
Hello. You better go to church.
Hello.
Your love is at church.
Yeah.
All right.
One of them love Paul Barrels. Wait, that's a funeral. I'm sorry.
I hate you, bro. You
always
ruin a good...
do too much.
I meant to say,
what's the people? Ushers.
How did you?
I don't know, man. I mean, they do be doing the same job.
Not really, bitch. All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all. Y'all already know it's the
Love
No Homo Show.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
I like that. Boss Britt. We certified. And DJ XL.